You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Santa. Yesterday, we spoke about dying daily. Dying daily requires self-sacrifice, which isn't fun, but worth it when you see the results. In the long run, foregoing a few luxuries to expedite goal achievement is always the best thing to do. Today, we're talking about living with no regrets. Living life with no regrets is quite a lofty goal that many strive for, yet few tend to achieve it. It requires a mindset that embraces mistakes and failures as learning opportunities rather than dwelling on past decisions. In this podcast episode, we'll explore ways to live a life without regrets, both from a scientific point of view and from an anecdotal perspective. From a scientific standpoint, research has shown that cultivating a positive mindset can lead to a life with fewer regrets. Studies have found that individuals who practice gratitude are more likely to experience happiness and fulfillment in all aspects of life. By focusing on the present moment and appreciating what one has, you can avoid ruminating on past decisions that may have led to regret. Forgiveness also plays a critical key in living a regret-free life. Holding on to grudges and resentment can really weigh heavily on one's mind and prevent us from moving forward in a positive direction. Research has shown that forgiving oneself and others can lead to increased levels of happiness and life satisfaction. By letting go of past mistakes and taking ownership over one's actions, we can free ourselves from the burden of regret. Anecdotal evidence also supports the idea that living without regrets is possible. People often reflect on their lives and share stories of how they overcame adversity and learned from their mistakes. One common theme among these anecdotes is the importance of self-reflection and personal growth. By examining past decisions and understanding the thought processes behind them, we can make more informed choices in the future. One powerful anecdote comes by way of a good friend of mine who lost her job due to a mistake that she made at work. Instead of dwelling on the error and lamenting her situation, she used it as an opportunity to reassess her career goals and pursue a new path, and ultimately, it led to greater success and fulfillment. This story really illustrates the importance of resilience and adaptability in the face of regrettable circumstances. Another anecdote involves a man who was once consumed by regret over a failed relationship. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, he sought therapy to work through his emotions and gain a better understanding of himself. Through this process, he was actually able to let go of regrets and move forward with a newfound sense of self-awareness and acceptance. These anecdotes highlight the power of personal growth and introspection in living a regret-free life. By confronting past mistakes and using them as opportunities for growth, we can transform regret into valuable lessons that shape our future decisions and actions. All very good things. Regret can be a detrimental emotion as it often leads to indecisiveness, to a lack of confidence, and missed opportunities for growth. Dwelling on past mistakes or decisions can also hinder progress and prevent you from moving forward with a clear mind. Instead of focusing on what could have been, channel your energy towards learning from these experiences and using them as lessons for future endeavors. By embracing a growth mindset and accepting that failures are an inevitable part of success, individuals can develop resilience, adaptability, and perseverance in the face of challenges. Living life with no regrets is possible and a commendable goal that requires a combination of scientific principles and anecdotal wisdom. Remember that everything that you've done so far has brought you to where you are now. Regrets are anchored in the past, which has no place in the now or even in your future. You're not going back in time to your past, so why live there? You live in the past and are shackled by it when you hold regrets. Trust the process and be grateful for how far you've come. Continue cultivating a positive mindset, practicing forgiveness, and embracing personal growth. You can overcome the shackles of regret and lead a life filled with happiness and fulfillment. But of course, the choice is yours. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review, follow, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all 111 podcast episodes and counting on my blog, DoThisFirst.life. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you get your week started on a positive note. You'll also receive updates on coaching, books, merch, and my public speaking engagements as they become available. Until tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see power in you. Past will hold you down. Look around, they can't be found. I see a champion in you. I see a champion in you.